We're joined by a couple of, let's say, ice celebrities now.
No, I'd say it's a professional skater.
Professional skater. Yeah,
and amateur celebrity skater. So don't put us in the same bracket, all right? This guy can skate. I can kind
of
skate.
Of you,
yeah, no,
very
it's true, though. Three times winner of Dancing
Three.
Ice.
Three.
Thank you very much. One time winner of Dancing Ice. So, but it's a great sport.
Yeah, but how many times have you entered Dancing on Ice?
Only once.
There
so
you
I'm
go.
With you.
So
I'm with
you got 100%.
I'm with you, yeah.
What's your percentage?
So, yeah, I've got 100%.
So, there you go.
8 years and only three titles, so you're in front of me on that.
Not great.
So let's talk about your stories first. Daniel, how did you first get involved in skating in the first place?
My sister's responsible for me first starting to skate. Like when we were little, my sister used to skate and I used to be the little brother that was running around causing mayhem. And my mum and dad put me on the ice and then I just took to it like a duck to water and never looked back. It's an amazing sport. I love being on the ice. I feel just more comfortable on my skates than I do sometimes on the floor.
Now, when you look at skating, it all starts out with lessons, usually on a weekend morning, digresses into... Did you ever go into the public skating regime, or was it always...
No, well, that's how I started, in the public, and what was really nice about it, it's something for the whole family, so, you know, the kids can go on, mum and dad can go on, grandma and granddad can have a little skate round as well. Everyone can go on a public session, meet new people, learn a new skill, and get fit at the same time, so... As a whole, skating is fantastic for the whole family.
So, after that, when did it then start to get a little more serious for you?
Well, I got spotted by a coach in Blackpool. That was my home rink. I got spotted and it was like, okay, we want to train this lad. And that's how it happened. And then I just got taken under a wing and they saw a talent and they nurtured it. And that's all it needs. There's so many coaches in these ice rinks that do look out for hidden talents. And once you're spotted and you're nurtured through, you're put into your first championships and then you climb the stepping stones up.
So the championships then, when you start to do competitions on a serious level,
yeah,
the pressure somewhat steps up, doesn't it?
You know what? I had that bug that I wanted to do well. I enjoyed skating, I enjoyed performing, and obviously the competitive side is there. You know, you want to be the best,
yeah,
and that's
yeah.
what makes you a good skater. So it's a positive. So yeah, it does exist, and you do want to be the top of your field. Like I guess Kieran would want to be the top of his field in rugby like he was. It's very much there.
So let's talk to Kieran a little bit. So from rugby to ice skating?
Well, do you know, if someone said when I was in the middle of the pitch watching Joe Nolomu coming towards me, England against New Zealand, and if you could stop right then and someone said, in 2 years' time or a few years, you are going to be in ice skating in front of millions of people, I'd have said, absolutely no way. So for me, it's such a culture shock, such a change. But the reason why sportsmen enjoy these sort of shows is because it is so different to what they're used to, but so similar because you're still performing, you're still sort of trying to win or trying to be the best that you can. So, and that's why sportsmen tend to do well in those sort of skill shows. For me, I've got the bug since I did it 5 years ago, winning it. You see what these guys do, the professionals, in absolute awe of how they control their blades and how they spin and jump and perform. And then you get the celebrities, tall, small, short, whatever, fat, thin, you know, we get on the ice and we just have a blast and everyone's got the bug. When you hear on the TV where they go, say Gareth Thomas, say this is one of the best things I've ever done. It's true. For us, it's true. And we're always learning and doing shows like Celebrities on Ice, which is touring the country now, although last night we had to cancel, which was a bit of a nightmare with the ice melting. But we'll have a show with Russians, with celebrities, with professionals from Dancing on Ice. I've got the bug, and I've made sure that I do my own shows now so that to make sure that you know, that what will happen is I can carry on skating.
Now, when you first set out and agreed to do it, did you have any inclination that some 5 years later you'd still be skating?
Absolutely no chance. I think it was only I think when I was doing the TV show I was thinking, oh, I'd really like to carry on doing this, you know, I've got the bug. When you've got the bug, you just want to carry on, don't you? And so so I'm still glad that I'm doing it, and hopefully it'll continue for much longer into my 50s.
So it's something now, if somebody is watching or listening to this and thinking, oh, I might have a go, what would you say to them?
Well, if you're local in Telford, get yourself down here, especially right now because it's free skating, I believe.
Yeah, all this weekend.
All this weekend, free skating at Telford Ice Rink. It's about getting down here, it's about having a go, and you know what, you might find that this is a sport for you. You know, Dan could have been probably a professional dancer as well. He had it in his blood as a dancer, performer, and he was spotted, and someone here might get spotted. But even if you don't get spotted, do you know what? There's mums, dads, there's kids, all just go out there and have a good time.
And it's great fun, isn't it, at a weekend to just hang out with your mates, have the disco lights on and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's brilliant, and like Kieran says, it's free skating this weekend, so now is the weekend to get yourself down to Telford and enjoy that experience. And, you know, who knows, you might just take to it, you might start enjoying it, you want to come weekend after weekend, which is brilliant. And maybe you're going to be in one of Kieran's shows in the future.
And when you look at the ice as well, there's so many different things. There's figure skating, there's dancing, but there's also ice hockey in the absolute other end of the scale.
That's right, yeah, there's a whole variety of skating that you can choose from. Obviously, Kieran's chosen the show skate. I'm so surprised, actually, how well Kieran has taken to the fake tan and the sequins and the lycra and all that goes with it.
That's just a byproduct of the fun, you know? I mean, you can't, you know, you've got to enjoy it, you've got to enjoy it, you know?
You've got to embrace
it. In for a pound.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for talking to us, James.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.